Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Now that harvest is over, our Extension office has set its sights for the two county fairs that are coming to both Canton and McPherson. Today I will cover the July garden calendar and remind everyone of the upcoming events coming to McPherson County, like the McPherson County Farmers Market, which is open every Saturday from 8 till noon, right here at the Round Top on the 4-H Fairgrounds. In my July garden calendar for vegetables and fruits, harvest fruits of your labor and enjoy. Control weed growth to preserve water and nutrients. Fertilize vegetables to encourage plant development. Watch for foliage disease development on the lower tomato leaves and treat them with a fungicide. Prepare your garden for fall gardening. You can plant potatoes, broccoli, and other fall crops. Spray sweet corn to control corn earworms as silk emerges. Be on the lookout for pests in the garden and control and treat. For flowers, remove faded flowers from annuals to stimulate more flowers for late summer color, and for perennials to prevent reseeding. Keep garden well mulched. Cut fresh bouquets for enjoyment on hot summer days. Lightly fertilize annuals to promote growth. Dig, divide, and replant crowded irises. Fertilize roses for fall bloom. Fertilize and water container gardens, as this is most needed in July and August. For our lawns, mow bluegrass and tall fescue around 3 to 3.5 inches tall. Mow zoysia at 1.5 inches. Let grass clippings fall to return nutrients to the soil and grass. Be on the lookout for summer diseases such as brown patch and watch out for grubs. If they begin to hatch, an insecticide will be required. Apply in late July or early August. Keep mower blades sharpened and replace the lawnmower air filter and change the oil as per your owner's manual. Take a soil test to prepare for fall lawn renovation. Here in July, we need to water deeper and less often for the deep roots and a healthy lawn. For our trees, water newly planted shrubs and trees, all trees that are planted within the last 3 to 5 years. Keep plants mulched to conserve moisture and cool the roots. Remove sucker growth from the base of trees and along branches. Prune diseased, dead, and hazardous limbs. And remember, watering weekly by deeply soaking the soil. Use surface irrigation and avoid watering late in the night to help reduce disease development in our yards and gardens. And always take pictures of your vegetables and flower gardens. And now in my farming news, Rainfed Agriculture and Innovation Network and Flickner Innovation Farms has scheduled a day of learning and demonstration for an informative and engaging field day at the Flickner Innovation Farm in Mound Ridge on July 26th. This event offers a unique opportunity for farmers and producers to deepen their knowledge and experience modern agricultural practices firsthand. The day's activities will include insightfulness talks on critical topics such as soil fertility and soil microbiology, providing attendees with valuable information to enhance their farming practices. Additionally, there will be field demonstrations showcasing the latest advances in agricultural technology and techniques. In addition to the educational session, the event will feature a lunch, giving participants a chance to network and discuss the day's learning. Please register by July 15th by calling our Extension office. Don't miss out the chance to expand your agricultural knowledge and connect with fellow farmers and producers. We look forward to seeing you there July 26th, 9 a.m. at the Flickner Innovation Farm, Mound Ridge, Kansas. Here at K-State Research and Extension, we would like to help you with any or all of your ag questions. KSRE is taking calls and emails every day. Remember that we can process soil and forage sampling for testing, make identifications, and all the other activities you count on. KSRE has compiled numerous publications over agricultural topics and any other information you might need to help community members take care of themselves and others during the hot summer months. Check us out on our webpage or call us during normal business hours. which is weekdays 8 till 5. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.